Well, thank you, thank you. It's good to see so many new faces and so many familiar faces, and especially my wife, Cheryl, who's been my partner in this journey for 41 years, right over here. You know, it's too bad that Governor Reynolds couldn't be here to see just what she's going to be up against all the way until November. Did anybody here see Governor Reynolds' speech on election night? She stood up moments after the polls were closed and proceeded to launch one personal attack after another. But don't worry, we're not afraid, we are ready. She's only going low because she cannot defend her record. Fiscal mismanagement, misguided priorities, and an extreme agenda. She's dismantling everything to make our state a great place. And then earlier this week, she said that I'm running to undo everything she's doing. And she's right. She slashed funding for education all across the board. She's rolled back access to health care, defunded Planned Parenthood, stripped collective bargaining rights, but she keeps somehow finding the money to fully fund the wasteful corporate giveaway. Does anybody here want to help me undo this mess? But you know, elections aren't about choices. And I'm not just running against Governor Reynolds and her failed record. You know, as bad as her administration has been up to this point, I'm always going to tell people not just what I'm against, but also what I'm for. And we're going to spend this campaign talking about our vision to help all Iowans. The farmer, and there's quite a few of them these days, who fear this needless trade war that's going to cost him his farm. The student burdened by the crush of loans that she'll never be able to pay. And the grandparents who are praying that their children will come back to Iowa and raise the next generation of Iowa families. I'm running on a vision to get Iowa growing the right way and a record of bringing people together to get things done. We've got to turn this state around, and we don't have any time to waste. We need to provide everyone the training and education they need to get the good jobs we're going to create. We need to ensure every Iowan has access to quality, affordable health care, and especially good mental health care. We need to build and enhance Iowa's infrastructure, our high-speed internet, and our housing all across this state. We need to preserve our topsoil while we work to protect our air and water quality. And we need to respect our workers and our working families, from raising the minimum wage to restoring collective bargaining rights and our workers' compensation system. And first, I want to give credit to my opponents in the primary. Each of them ran issue-driven campaigns, and many of them are here today. Because we need every single person in this room to be united together by our shared core values. United together from now through November and beyond. primary campaigns put our message to a test. Believe me, I know that. But Governor Reynolds, she pushed her opponent, Mayor Ron Corbett, off of the ballot. Instead of putting her message and her ideas out there for the voters to choose, she chose an easy way out. I've got news for you, Governor. It isn't going to be that easy this November. We are stronger because of our primary campaign. So I want to say thank you to Kathy for making sure we're talking about getting our hours of rain. For your fight to get quality, affordable health care for everybody in our state. And thank you to John for making sure that we focus on rural issues and the challenges facing our farmers today. We're going to be talking about these tariffs, folks. They're going to cause a lot of harm all across our state. Agriculture workers, farm families, and a lot of people in Iowa. We need to stand up against this kind of activity. And thank you to Ross Wilborn for standing up for the Iowa you believe in, that's inclusive and affords everybody the opportunity to succeed. Thank all the candidates for talking about standing up for organized labor. Do we have any friends here from organized labor? We stand united to turn this state around. And we must unite urban and rural Iowa, and I've got a couple of ideas how to do that. We are all Iowans, and we stand united by a simple vision. If we invest in the future, we are all going to benefit. Our children will benefit, and our grandchildren will benefit. And I know you have given me the greatest responsibility of my life, and I'm not going to let you down. But I'm not going to do it alone. So I am proud to announce my official running mate, Senator Rita Hart, our next Lieutenant Governor of Iowa. I'm glad you all agree. We consider a lot of talented Iowans, but Senator Hart always stood out, and I couldn't be more excited to have her as my running mate. Her story as a teacher for over 20 years, a farmer, a mother of five, a grandmother, two-term state senator, is a strong testament to her strong character. A caring, steadfast Iowan through and through, Senator Hart has dedicated her life to serving and fighting for her community. We're running in this race because we both love this state, and we want to leave it to all of our children and grandchildren better than we found it. And Senator Hart just had a new grandchild, so I know how committed she is to that vision. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to work together, not just to make change at the top of the state, but all across the board, up and down the ticket. I'm honored to be running on the same ticket with Attorney General Tom Miller, State Treasurer Mike Fitzgerald, Representative Dave Moxon, all terrific Democratic leaders who continue to fight for our state. But I'm also very excited to make history this year with candidates like Deirdre Dozier and Rob Sands. Candidates like Abby Finkenauer, Cindy Axel, and Jerry Schulte. And all of our strong candidates for the House and the Senate here in our state. You know, many of you have heard the personal attacks coming from Governor Reynolds and her campaign. Whether it's her own story or distorting the facts about my story, one thing is clear. Governor Reynolds is running a campaign about yesterday. We're running a campaign about tomorrow. We are running to get Iowa growing the right way. So it's time to roll up your sleeves, knock on some doors, make those extra phone calls so we can elect more Democrats to flip the House, elect more Democrats to flip the Senate, and reverse the extreme Republican agenda and move our state forward. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I like all those signs you have out there.
My name is Rita Harden. I'm from Big Rock, Iowa. I have a background as an educator, a farmer, a mother, and a volunteer. I decided to run for office to make the world a better place. And that means you gotta give. You gotta, every day, think about what you can do to give back. I think everybody is really working hard to make ends meet. I think they're wanting answers to the major problems that we face. And the only way we're going to get good solutions is if we seek solutions from everywhere, no matter where we come. We have to put Iowa families first. It's time to work together to get things done, just like we're doing on the farm.
Our next Lieutenant Governor, Rita Harden.